From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin. Artists and supporters rallied behind the Arkansas Repertory Theater Tuesday, 1 week after the theater announced it was suspending some operations. KUAR's Daniel Breen was there and has this report.
On what was dubbed the hottest day of the new year by the Rep's founding director Cliff Baker, political figures, artists, and passersby stood shoulder to shoulder outside the troubled theater in an effort to change its uncertain future. The Rep announced last week it was suspending operations, with mounting debt and declining ticket sales standing in the way of day-to-day activities. Mary McGowan has been going to Rep shows since its beginnings as a humble theater on Cavanaugh Boulevard, and for the past 22 years has produced an annual political satire show there. She says the show must go on, but preferably on the Rep's main stage.
We'd probably try to produce it somewhere else, but we want to produce it here because they are the best.
Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola, whose vision for a downtown creative corridor hinges on artistic anchors like the Rep, also attended the rally. He says a scaling back of the theater's property assets is a necessary step for survival.
Well, I'm disappointed, obviously, but, it's a going to require that they look at and retool some of the capital assets they have. They've got own a lot of property, and maybe they need not to own as much. I mean, I think there's a way to look at it and make sure they get some better financial support.
Cliff Baker, who founded the Rep in 1976, told the crowd the, quote, unplanned intermission could be a blessing in disguise.
Out of every breakdown, that's the path for a breakthrough. And I think that's what this has given us at the theater, which is a chance to regroup, rethink, re-strategize, and come out of it with everything that you would hope for a professional theater in your city.
Mary McGowan agrees and hopes her season ticket will still be valid for years to come.
And I'll probably get emotional if I talk. It's going to rise again. So that's what we believe. And this is just the first part, and I think a lot of people are going to come out. A lot of people couldn't come tonight, but are here in spirit.
Daniel Breen, KUAR News.